Oh, hey, how's it going? Charlie here from All Wine Aside. This is episode 13.5. I know, such a weird number. Why is that? Well, last week we went a little long, so I cut the episode in two. Last week you heard episode 13, and today you're gonna be able to hear our drunken station. I'll start the episode right into it, so it's gonna seem like we're really into the conversation and we're already drunk at that point. But don't worry about it. We actually didn't even have time to go through all of the questions that were asked on Twitter and email and Skype and everything else. So if your question did not get answered, we will probably get to it eventually. Enjoy the episode. This is episode 13.5. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Are we done? So let's move on to Drunken Session.
Those are our questions.
Drunken Session, Drunken Station. Drunken Station, Drunken Station. Drunken Station, Drunken Station. Drunken Station, Drunken Station.
You guys do not want me to sing.
All you had to do was like a pa pow.
Pa pow.
I'll cut it out. You'll sound good.
Don't worry.
Last episode, we didn't have any drunken station questions because old school
fucking bastard,
and he didn't post our podcast on the Trending Topics Network.
Which episode? So we did 11?
11.
Okay.
So we didn't get any questions. Right. So when he posted it, it was only a few days apart from episode 12. So we got like double questions,
shitload of questions.
Yeah. So here we go. Okay, so let's start here. Drunken Station. Ah. The Mountie. Starts off the Drunken Station.
I have to admit, the Mountie is like one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
I'm giving you that extra lovin'.
He says, so this is based on the last two episodes, 11 and episode 12. So the Mountie says, I'm always worried.
Oh, she's laughing.
I'm always worried about squeezing too hard when shaking a woman's hand.
Oh, please. Like,
show
how
us your
hard
man.
Can you fucking... I think, honestly, I think a girl wants you to shake it hard and, like, show your strength.
Shake it hard.
Shake it hard.
Hoo,
hoo, hoo. Is this a song?
Yeah, shake it off.
Oh, shake it off. KG's doing a dance for that. Dance.
But, yeah, I don't think there's any risk of you breaking any bones in your lady friend's hand, so...
Agreed.
Shake it hard, man.
The handshake is what determines you as a human being, so fucking kill it, man.
We are not
fucking
delicate flowers.
It. I don't know what to do.
It's the other hand.
I know, but I have my cell phone.
That was a good handshake. They had like a good whoosh.
Yeah.
I felt like I had a whip in my hand, like whoosh.
That was good. So yeah, squeeze. The Mountie, don't fucking worry about it.
Shake it.
Then he says, the Mountie again, oh my God, women always do that. The awkward 3 seconds laugh. By women before the buy. Why do women do that?
Before the buy?
Yeah.
I was fucking dug. I'm going for the buy.
No, not the handshake. When you were talking about the buy, when you're talking on the phone.
Your awkward phone.
The awkward like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, see, I'm a guy. I have to deal with that too. The goodbye, you're saying. Yeah.
Yes. The goodbye.
Thank you, Mountie, for fucking... I'm feeling less awkward now because you two are like, what?
I had no idea what you were talking about.
I had no idea what she was talking about. No idea.
I feel like such a guy right now.
Then the Mountie, clearly who was listening to our podcast here, and he says, hashtag shit in a can. Quote of the week.
That was my quote.
Caca dans une can.
He's like shit in a can.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Wow, where have I been? Sober, apparently. Jesus. Fuck.
You've been sober? You don't remember?
I do much better intoxicated
like
than I do
us
sober.
Being villains and doing so much good shit. Like, find your position, Brooke.
So good. Then on Twitter, Andy Anderson says, congratulations, Brooke.
Aw, thanks.
You're pregnant.
I am.
Are we going to have like a... Whatchamacallit?
What?
Baby shower.
No, it's second one. You don't have baby showers for the second one.
You don't? Yeah, but it's your first for me.
What do you mean? How do you get presents?
I already have shit from the other one, no? I mean, some people have baby showers for second ones, but it's usually not expected.
Technically, it's for the first one only.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Because you don't have anything. Like, I have a storage unit full of fucking bassinets and bouncy chairs and shit.
I guess that's... Well, I mean, given that your kid has, like, 7 years apart from the other one...
Real, things expire. Like, car seats and strollers and stuff expire. I actually have to get rid of stuff like that.
Expire?
Yeah. Car seats expire after 6 years.
How?
The plastic can wear down. So, say, like, if car seat's 15 years old, you get into a car accident, it can easily just let go.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Fucking lesson learned.
Yeah, wow. Most car seats now actually have expiry dates printed on them.
Bank.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Next tweet. GBL316 says, all wine aside, just listen to episode 11. Hashtag AWA. Love the podcast. Gonna go back to all previous episodes.
He used my hashtag.
He was your hashtag?
AW. I'm always trying to get people to hashtag AWA. And you guys are like, no, that's for something else. He used my hashtag.
He did.
High five.
What's his name?
GBL316.
High
GBL
five, GBL.
316.
Love you.
I kind of like you. I kind of like you.
I listen to Wes and I'm like, I would want to date that combination of women.
I thought you were going to say, I want to date Sloan.
Sloan would say that.
I'm not so self-centered.
You are, though.
I'm the hero.
I was so bitchy. I said I would date the combination. Like, I'm not satisfied with myself enough.
Imagine
I would
the date three the combination of us. The three of us is one person?
That's, forget it.
Look out, human race. Okay.
We would probably win the world, yes.
Yes.
We wouldn't win Miss Universe for sure, though.
That's true, yeah. I agree.
It wouldn't have to wear a bikini to do it. We'd just be that awesome.
Well, you could wear the bikini. We're good with
that.
Yeah. Right now, I'm pregnant. I'm all bloated and gassy and shit.
We 4 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago.
4 weeks ago.
Nah, even today. I'm still on that boat.
I still have to be pregnant, though, because my breasts are much fuller pregnant.
Okay, I see.
I have great hair, though. I have great hair.
Yeah, see, if we take bits and parts of us. That was actually one of my questions. We ran out of questions about changing body parts. Just get back to Twitter.
I'd just be the brain. Okay.
Shut up.
Excuse me. My brain's pretty fucking awesome.
You have a good bum.
I have a good butt.
Yeah, you have a good butt.
I like
big
butts.
Yeah, but that's the butt.
Yeah. That's really in now.
That's so in right because of Kim Kardashian. I'm like,
I'm going to use
Beyonce.
I'm going to use
J-Lo actually
lips.
Started the big butt. Yes, your lips, definitely.
I have the mouth
not
part
my lip,
covered.
My lip does this when I smile. You guys ever notice that? My top lip curls under. It's horrible. I have my dad's lip. He grew a mustache to hide it. I can't do that. I could, but nobody wants me to.
What did you do when you're a woman and you need a mustache to hide your lip? Who knows?
Boy. Damn. Okay, let's move on. The mob jockey said, oh, on a side, fuck, I see white and gold. Does that make me female?
Maybe.
It makes you sexy.
Oh.
In my eyes. Because I also saw white and gold. I'm the only one that saw white and gold.
No, I saw baby blue and gold. If I had to pick one, it was white and gold.
Okay, okay. What makes you a superior race?
Calm down.
And Charlie saw black and blue.
I saw black and blue, bitches.
So it makes you a female as much as it makes Charlie a male.
All right, then. Let's move on, shall we? Okay, so mob jockey, again, he goes, all wine aside, I've always had an issue with people in my bubble. Even sitting on a couch, if people sit close to me, I'll move. I'm quirky. He
quirky.
Goes.
I like quirky.
I don't know if I describe that as quirky. I'd be like, you're kind of awkward. Because if I sit on a couch and someone sits very close to me, I wouldn't technically move. It's like when I go into the metro and there's like those single seats.
Yeah.
But if I sit on the double seat and the person on the single seat moves, I'm not going to switch seat. I'm
but
just
be honest,
sit.
If you see the seat next to you that's a little bit further and you look at it, would you consider for half a second moving into it?
I'm seated already. Like
I might consider moving.
I probably wouldn't move because I wouldn't want to hurt the person's feelings next to me, but I definitely would want to move.
Yeah. I would be like you, Brooke.
Only reason why I would move is if the person next to me would smell like awfully bad, or if they were really obviously awake that it would take all of my seat away.
Pretty much sitting on your lap.
Yeah.
One butt cheek.
But other than that, I wouldn't move. I'm just like, ugh, déjà see, like, I don't give a shit. Whatever.
Okay, so Devil Vamp goes, all went aside. Sloan, that is not a pet peeve. That's just you being weird on the phone. And Sloan, stop saying bubble. LOL. Apparently you said bubble weird.
No.
Every time you said bubble, it was weird.
That's because these Americans aren't used to our Canadian accent.
Hold on,
French Canadian accent.
Bubble?
Bubble.
Bubble?
How do I say bubble weird?
I don't think I said weird.
Say bubble.
And?
And no, a double vamp.
Double vamp. Bubble? Seriously?
She kind of says bubbo. No, a little
bubbo.
Bubbo.
Bubble.
Bubbo.
Bubble.
Bubble.
I didn't notice anything wrong with it until you said something.
Bubble.
Bubbo.
Stop being an ass devil vamp.
Devil vamp, you still think the way I say bubble is sexy.
Then he goes, all one aside, yes, if a girl comes to you If a girl comes to you in a bar, she wants to sleep with you, period.
That's what I said.
Which sucks, because I don't agree.
Yeah, we disagreed on that part. Yeah.
I'm so disappointed. I want to talk to people in a bar. It doesn't mean that I want to sleep with you. God damn it.
If I'm with you in a bar, I'm enough conversation for you. Anybody else that interjects are people that you could potentially like make out with and leave. In my mind, that's how I go in a bar with.
If I go in a bar with someone, yeah, I'm okay with the person I'm with. I don't need anybody else. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean. But let's say us two,
yeah,
we'll go in a bar next week. Yeah. We probably will.
We still have to go to trivia night.
I know, the fucking trivia night. I know. It's on my schedule at one point. But let's say we go to a bar together. We sit down at the bar and we chit-chat. And we chit-chat with people around because they're close.
Yeah.
But if you make the effort to go see someone that's like, à l'au bout du bar,
yeah,
there's an interest there. It's not just because you're like, I want to be friends with that guy.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. I see what you mean. If I were to get out of my way to go and make a conversation with that guy at the end of the bar.
Yeah.
Totally. That means I want to sleep with you. But if a guy came up to me randomly while I was with you in a bar, Sloan.
You could just be the polite person.
I could just be the polite person and like, yeah, you're interesting. Whatever. I'll talk to you. But doesn't mean I want to sleep with you.
Technically, the rule is you should shut them down because what they want, because they came all the way to talk to you, is the same reason why you would go all the way there.
That's not fair,
That's
though.
Just the bar rule, fuck.
No.
Get with the rule. You'd be like, I would never sleep with you. If you want to chill and hang out, fine, cool enough.
That's so stupid.
I know, but that's just the bar rule.
That's not cool, man. That's not cool at all. Devil vamp, I'm not. No.
But you know what?
No.
I have to say something, though. Because we are not traditional girls, all of us.
Yeah.
In bars, I think guys would come up to us thinking, I'd sleep with this girl. And then we're like, hey, you have dirty pants. And like, just being. No, but I'm like, I mean, what I mean.
Because he spilled ketchup? I don't get it. Like, literally? Or
just us being unconventional girls because we're so guyish inside. Like, I feel like guys are kind of thrown off. And then the real interest pulls up. The main reason why it's in bars.
They're interested.
Fuck, they want to get their dick in a hole.
Yeah, right. That sucks. But I get it.
I mean, it doesn't suck so bad because ultimately we decide which dick gets into our hole.
Right.
So I'd rather have much more options than none.
That's right. Okay, I get it.
Another perk of being a woman.
Demanti goes, all one aside, yoga pants is a privilege, not a right.
High five.
High five.
I don't know. I don't wear yoga pants.
There's a difference between wearing tights with like a crop top and wearing tights with like shirt that covers
your bottom. Sorry. No matter how amazing your butt looks, yoga pants and tights are not fucking pants. Like, get real. Ugh.
Agreed. And he agrees too.
I heard a joke once. Do you know what tights would be called if they were pants?
What?
Pants. They aren't. They're fucking tights.
That's good. That's very good.
Panty goes, all one aside, stop the beatboxing. Dear God.
No!
I agree with you, the Mountie. I agree.
Nah, you love
it. Yeah, but
it.
To this day, I still believe we do it better than him.
The Mountie goes, all one aside, Stay Sexy Montreal needs to be your sign off. Just please stop beatboxing.
Stay Sexy Montreal is me.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
I think it should be something else, but.
See, I'm telling you, my number one fan.
The listeners have
everything
voted.
I say, he's like, agrees on.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Carp goes, hey, all one aside, what about a cabana suc with old school at the movies crew around Easter Sunday?
No, oops.
Whoops. And honestly, I already went to one cabana suc, and for me, one is enough per season.
Yeah, well, I already went to one also, and I was not fun this week.
Brooke and I went to one, and that was a little bit too much.
A lot of people, man. Oh, man.
Ant goes, hey, thanks, Brooke. Same to you, because Ant is pregnant.
Yay!
He's not pregnant.
No.
Yeah. I don't agree with
I'm
that.
I'm fucking pregnant, okay?
Yeah. There's You're only the pregnant. Girl that's going through this bullshit.
That's not true. The guy, too, is pregnant. He has to deal with everything.
I was going to say, Tom's been a trooper through this. He has to deal with a lot.
No.
Come on.
The guy has to deal with everything once the baby's born. Before then, he just has to say, yes, honey.
Tom has taken over most of my tasks.
Exactly.
I've been in really bad shape lately.
Guys have to do a lot,
man. He gets
up
with KG. He makes her breakfast. He makes her lunch. He brings her to the bus stop.
But no guy is pushing
pushing a baby out of their vagina.
No, but neither am I, though.
You know what? That's where I'm going to come in as like, who cares? Because it's the guy.
Because you haven't had a baby yet.
No, but even if I were to have a baby, pushing out part is nothing compared to the 9 months before then. Like,
I'm your sure vagina is torn apart. I'm sorry, I have to
disagree. But I, no. Because Tom, I'm sure he's going through a lot with her mood swings going through shit.
I'm not saying he's not.
Not all men could credit the we're pregnant, but some men can, I think. I think some men can take the we're pregnant. Not all men. Men can take that
credit. I'll go with that.
Because like last time, I had a fantastic pregnancy last time. Like Tom cannot, like he didn't go through much last time. But this time, fuck. I'm dragging him down with me.
Yeah. I think it's okay for guys to say we're pregnant. Because guys go through not as much, obviously, because they don't feel the cramps and the hurts and the this and the that. But emotionally, it's pretty hard, man. Yeah. It's pretty hard.
Did you read that study at one point where it said that 7 guys out of 10, if they had to endure the pain of going into labor, would die?
Apparently men
would die.
They would physically die because women are much more endurant to pain than guys. And that's why we are the ones laboring.
Really?
7 out of 10 would die out of pain.
But even women, they say, like, as a human being, we can only really handle a certain decibel or whatever. I don't know how they
grade it's that. Not decibels because you know that sound, but yeah.
You know what I mean? Certain amount of pain. And when you go through labor, it skyrockets that through the roof. And again, like, I feel like I didn't go through labor and I didn't have a vaginal birth. But from what I hear, it fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's not easy. Anyways, moving on.
Okay, sure. Devil Vam goes, I am not a big fan of women shaving 100%. I want it to be look like an adult.
He was talking about the shaving your initials in the pube thing, no?
No.
Oh, yeah.
And we all agreed on that, though.
No,
we none of us shave.
No, we don't. I shave
100%.
100%. I'm lasered. I am lasered like a baby.
Me too.
What?
Yeah. Me too.
No, I don't agree with that at all.
From my eyelashes down, I don't think I want any hair. I know I don't want any hair. Even
oh no, not me. I like a little bit of hair on my panini.
Nope. Me,
no,
me,
no, no.
And it's like if I go out with a guy that has no hair, I'll be like, ugh.
Oh, why? Really? Who cares? So one thing I love about Tom is he's not hairy at all. I mean, he has like a little bit of hair.
No, like a guy that has a little bit of chest hair. Like, I'm not saying like it's everywhere, and a little bit of hair. Like, I'm not fucking a 9-year-old.
Like, no, I mean, obviously Tom has enough to not be a 9-year-old, but he's definitely like, I don't have to run my fingers through his chest.
No. But that's not what I'm saying either. No, it's like I'm gonna be hairy, but like under control. To me, it's almost erotic to have a little bit. I'm not saying like puff les gens shaved, like shaved down, but there is something there.
No.
To me, it's important. It's important.
I'm not a fan of that either. Even like you're on your period.
No. How much puff are we talking about here?
Even just a little bit. I don't know.
I'm not talking puff. I'm talking about
Sloan. I'm actually surprised that you say that because you said that. Wow, I'm drunk. I can't remember. You said something about
hair.
Harry's.
Like,
the fact that you don't like people going down on you. Like,
well, I shave it all off everywhere except on the top part. I style it. Yeah,
a landing strip.
But I mean, it's very clean, and I'd like rather have that than nothing at all.
Why though?
I don't know. I just don't like not having anything at all. To me, it's not like I'm an adult. Fuck, I have hair. Like, let's just own up to my hair.
But to me, that's a psychological problem. Like, I mean, the fact that you think that just because there's no hair, you think it's like underage is retarded. Like, I know you're an adult. I'm sleeping with an adult. There's no way I can think of the fact that you're less than an adult.
I think it's prettier. I really think that if a guy shows up to me with like chest hair and then no hair, I'd be like, come on. Yeah, like it's a thing. Like, I'd rather a little bit of hair. But then again, like, there's no puff or whatever. It's like
a little puff bush.
It's very, very short. It's just long enough not to scratch or whatever.
Chinning. Oh, wow. Almost broke our glasses. We're very passionate
But yeah.
To me, it's like the cleaner, the better, bitches.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
Devil Vamp keeps going. He goes, I am on Tinder and don't want to just hook up. And no, not all girls on Tinder are hot. It's all about the picture.
I agree that not all girls on Tinder are hot. My point with this was that bigger the proportions. Let's just talk about proportions. Proportion of hot girls on Tinder are higher than of hot guys on Tinder.
Right.
That was my thing.
Okay.
I'm saying right like I know anything about Tinder. Right. Yeah, I agree.
Sure. Okay.
Devil. I'm a Tinder pro. You can trust me.
I am not a Tinder pro. Devil Man goes, All Wine Montreal News favorite us.
What? Oh, yay.
Yeah. And then he, okay, so Devil then goes, All Wine aside, Sloan, don't judge people because of their tech. Charlie, stop saying punani.
What? When did you say punani?
Oh, I don't know, but I said punani just like 2 minutes ago.
Did you? Where yeah. have I been?
I've said it a lot last time.
I felt bad. I felt bad judging them, but I still do.
Then he goes, males can get erections in the womb. And that's true. I read about it.
In the womb.
Do you imagine?
But that's you don't, up. No one feels it. Can you imagine? You just like
you feel it. Penis. Imagine it pokes out, like pokes you in the belly.
And you're like, I'm having a boy.
Imagine. I don't know how I'm going to deal with a penis.
All one aside, the rule of three sums is either you have to do it super early in the relationship or way late, and it can't be a friend, I guess, with the threesomes
that we spoke about. You said that you'd do it with a friend.
Okay, yeah. And that goes to, which fucked me up royally, like so much. Devil Lamb goes, All one aside, Charlie, you have to imagine yourself eating out Sloan. Then,
oh, I did not read that on Twitter. Yeah. Oh my God.
Then see if you can move past that.
I don't think you could.
I don't think I could either.
No.
That answers your question. Then you wouldn't be able to do a threesome with a friend.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So I sat and thought about this for a couple like hours.
Because my beautiful vagina is worth hours.
And I was like, you're right, Devil Vamp. I can't. No. No. Sol, I love you, but no.
And my vagina's glorious, but, too.
No, I don't believe you.
It's not there.
I'm telling you, it is.
But then I thought, you know what? I'm going to change my affirmation, like my statement, to I don't think I could do it with a friend. But if ever I were to sleep with a girl and then became friends with her afterwards, I think I would be okay with that.
That makes sense.
And when I actually went back to think about it, that's actually how all my ex-boyfriends actually happened. I wasn't friends with them before. I went out with them, had sex with them, and then broke up with them, and then became friends with
them.
Yeah,
but it was in a threesome context, though.
No, but I think that it would happen as a girl, too. If we weren't friends, slept together, and then it just didn't work out, whatever, and just stayed friends afterwards, I think I would be okay with that. Yeah, but hold on.
Threesomes never work out. It's always like a one or twice kind of thing. It's not something you build a relationship on.
No, but I think I could build a relationship with that girl after the threesome.
Yeah, that's it.
As long as I didn't know her before.
But you can't say things didn't work out because it's threesomes or whatever are like a one or a second time thing.
Right. Let's assume I'm a bisexual and I were to have a relationship with this girl.
I have an ex-boyfriend that kept on saying all women are bisexual. Did I say this on the show before?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he was like, all women are bisexual because they can make out with each other really easily. And it's kind of true. But I'm at the same time, I'm like, I don't think I would lick anybody's punani.
Yeah.
I'd make out with them and then have a guy and then fuck the guy and go the extra mile with the other girl. You know what I mean?
I think it's different, though. The sexual act and the relationship is different. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think I would have a sexual act with a woman, but I don't think I could just like sleep with a girl and have a relationship with her. But if it was just like the act, I'd be like, whatever. It's a
You wouldn't have a relationship with a girl.
It wouldn't be a relationship. I'd be okay with it.
Just be like, let's go shopping.
Whatever. Let's go shopping afterwards.
Let's go shopping.
Pretty much. But
that's my reference for girls' activities. Let's go shopping.
Yeah. So Devil Vamp, I agree with you. I know. You're right. I cannot. No. Slow, no.
Even though my vagina is beautiful.
No.
Just beautiful.
No. Just no.
There are rainbows.
No.
And butterflies.
There's no rainbows.
It's a little bit hairy, but not so much.
Oh, no.
You need to be Charlie.
Yeah, you need to be clean. Forget it.
But if I was clean, would you?
No.
The answer is no matter which angle you pull it through.
Oh, I tried to not hurt your feelings, but no.
It's okay. I'm not hurt at all. I wouldn't want you to lick my vajayjay.
No, I don't want you. I don't want to lick your vajayjay. Okay, so Devil Vamp keeps going.
It keeps going?
Yeah, man. Here's a talking point.
Yeah.
Multiple girls wanted to fuck my twin and I at the same time.
He has a twin?
Multiple offers. Never happened. Yeah, he has a twin.
He has a twin. Are they identical twins? Or
identical.
So they look the same.
Yep.
Yeah, but we don't know what he looks like, so that could mean nothing to us.
Yeah,
like,
We don't know what he looks like.
No, but it's the fact that he has a twin so that you could say, like, I slept with twins.
I think that's something.
But they had multiple offers and nothing actually pulled through?
No. They never went through with it. It's like you sleeping with your brother. Like, it doesn't work. It's weird. Even though he's a twin, I don't care.
I don't know too many girls that are like, haha, I slept with twins. Like, I think that's more of a guy
fantasy. Well, I mean, our friend... was okay right. with. Love
that's
that.
True. Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's yeah. just because they were in this circle, like they were there.
Yeah.
I don't think it was necessarily because they weren't even twins though. They were brothers. No.
They were brothers. You're right.
I don't think though it was.
But she chased twins a few times because it was like, ooh, twins.
I personally don't have any attraction towards twins. Yeah, if I'm going to sleep with two guys, I'd rather have two awesomely different guys.
I don't think it's very much of an attraction, more than an accomplishment.
Right.
Like, I've slept with twins.
Checked it off my list kind of thing.
That does sound kind of cool.
I don't know.
Come on.
I'd rather sleep with five extra guys than sleep with twins.
I guess it's more of a like a guy thing, obviously. Yeah, maybe. Like, I think it is. Two twin girls.
Yeah.
But yeah,
for some reason those twins are like Asians.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, maybe. And Double Van keeps going. Sloan and the guy that doesn't play video games. What? It's going to be boring, and it doesn't exist.
All the guys that I've been with, all of them have not played video games.
Are you sure for a fact?
I'm sure for a fact.
For a fact.
I said fact. Didn't I?
I mean, I heard it fact. Maybe not when I was in high school, but all the guys after that, they've been either really into like mechanics or really into music. That was their video games. So no, I don't date guys that play video games, and it's worked out perfectly fine for me.
I like guys that play video games.
Yeah. Tom and I play video games together.
Yeah, me. Too geeky.
I called my ex-boyfriend a few days ago and I said, so how often do you use your Xbox? And he's like, not really anymore. And I'm like, what if I started playing Skyrim? And he's like, don't do it.
Why?
I'm like, why not? It was like, should I maybe wait till my wedding season is over? And he's like, yes, wait till your wedding season is over.
Because it's addictive?
He thinks that I'm going to get super, super addicted to it.
Some games are addictive.
Yeah. I like those games. Yeah. But anyways,
doesn't matter. Devil Vamp, you're wrong about me.
More of a Mario player, but...
Devil Vamp goes again. All wine aside, do not
beatbox. I'm joking.
Get tattoos on your breasts.
Oh yeah,
we're fine with that.
None of them have them.
Kind of a 90s thing, wasn't it?
No, so many women get those down.
I'd have tattoos everywhere in my body.
Wasn't even like a 90s thing, like paw prints on your breasts.
I have them on my fingers now. Cherries. It's like,
so what? Your fingers, and what about your chest?
Maybe not like this part, but like this whole part. I would.
That's not your breast though. That's your chest. Like under your breast, you're talking about? Like here?
Well, under my breast is on my breast.
No.
But like, are you talking, like, I've seen girls have on tattoos chest? Under their breast, like kind of lines under their breast. That's your chest. It's not really your breast.
To me, the chest is like this part.
Yeah, like your chest.
Yeah. Well, I guess your torso. I feel like the actual breast, it's like, moves too much in our lives. Like, they grow, they expand, and sure, mine have because of breastfeeding and stuff like that.
You know, I have a tattoo idea for when I decide to leave.
Yeah.
This country.
What is it?
It's Je te retrouverai.
God!
Did we talk about this
before? Yeah. But only once I get there, and it's about Montreal. Je te retrouverai. Like
oh, like stop. Really?
Je me souviens.
No, no. Because I'm not fucking nationalist, I'm federalist.
Because je me souviens.
I'll remember.
Je me souviens is Quebec's slogan. Yeah,
which means I'll remember, but it's about Quebec only.
It's written on our
list. Whereas what I want to say is, I will find you.
I'll find you.
I will find you again.
Whatever. Okay.
It's a great tattoo idea.
Sure. The mob jockey goes, you ladies have a true chemistry that some people find and can't be recreated.
So that's cool. What a compliment. I love
Cheers
that.
Cheers to
Thank
that,
you.
Man.
Yeah, that was a big compliment.
I like that.
Oh, mob jockey. I love how podcasting brought out the geek in me again. I love it. I love it so much.
Are you sure you love it?
I do.
Because then you have to be my friend. I have to drag you to places and pretend that you're cool.
But I am. Charlie's a geek at heart. She so is. Oh my God.
Brings out our true inner self.
It's pretty sad. She's a geek. Oh, yeah. So Brian goes, I will reveal the detailed secrets of the nickel trick on toonshow.com.
Are you going to listen to that show?
Just remember as you read it that I used it a lot in my early 20s with a pretty decent success rate.
Good to know.
Yeah. So
tell him to take a video
of him performing the trick.
Yeah, yeah.
So how about you post us a video?
And try to seduce me.
Yay. Try to seduce Sloan. Because.
Because and I'm hard to seduce. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Are you?
I was gonna say because she's easy to seduce. But
no, I'm hard. No. I'm hard to seduce.
I'm easy to be like, bravo. Doesn't mean you're gonna enter my vajayjay for this.
Try to seduce me. I'm pregnant. I don't want a penis anywhere near me right now.
Brian goes all one side. If I were a drunken station in Montreal, Quebec, I'd probably just repeat être ou pas être. Me donner poutine. Until I got in a fight.
Me donner poutine is probably a good thing to know in Quebec.
I love poutine.
Oh, poutine's so good.
But être ou ne pas être, no one says unless you're in France. So
être ou ne pas être, me donner poutine.
But, and there's a mistake in there.
There's more than one mistake in there.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Not bad for an American, though.
No.
But that's like French. Just ask for a poutine and that'll be enough. Yeah,
just
for
say
you.
Poutine and somebody will give you one.
Yeah.
He goes, until I got into a fight, or at least until somebody gave me a poutine.
You can easily get a poutine here, so that won't take long.
Totally.
Yeah. The other best thing. You guys know that I haven't eaten a poutine since I'm a vegetarian.
But you can buy veggie sauce.
I've never actually gone to a place and be like, give me a veggie poutine. I don't know what I should ask for.
I make poutines at home all the time. I was actually thinking that when I stop at the grocery store, I want to pick up gravy and cheese because I have fries at home.
I love poutine so much. It's so I know, good. Me too. That's a thing.
Or even just the frites sauce is good.
And maybe I'm just going to go for like a meatless spaghetti Italian poutine.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
You saw that?
I think so. That's
so Old School of the Movies linked us a baggy wine coat from Amazon. You put that in the show notes.
I'll put it in the show notes.
It's hilarious.
Wine bag.
It's basically just a bag that you just put wine and then it has an out where you could just pour your wine into a glass. Okay, Devil Vamp goes.
Man, he had so much shit to say. This guy's
asked us so many questions.
He needs a life or something.
No. He's sweet.
This is good. This is giving us podcast material.
Yeah, exactly. He goes, Sloan, this is for you, man. Sloan, what does dick taste like?
Tastes salty.
Depends whose penis, no?
It generally always tastes salty. Doesn't mean that because it tastes salty that it's enjoyable, though.
On that note, I'm
no,
a joke.
I can't say that because I've been dating only guys that don't shave like 100%, but shave a little bit. But some guys have like this, like
skin in general tastes salty, right? Like if I were to lick my palm right now, it probably tastes fairly salty.
Yeah, but it's like natural, like sweat human.
Right. But that's why penises.
But some
salty.
Guys in the crotch area, because I guess they sweat a little bit more, right. Tends to have that more of a like odeur de renfermé.
Guys,
well, it depends if they just showered or not.
Stick your index inside your mouth right now and taste it. That's what dick tastes like.
A little
now
bit.
Tell me, how many guys did that right now?
If you did that, just hashtag finger test.
I was like, that tasted like about. Nothing.
That yeah. tastes like, but that's what penis tastes like.
My
like, who
finger,
cares? That
my
tastes like nothing.
Kind of just tasted like nothing, yeah.
That's pretty much what penis tastes like your index finger.
Did you know, though, that you could...
That's not true. I disagree with that. It's much more salty than my fucking index finger.
My finger didn't taste like much just now. You can change the taste of... Actually, it's more like your load rather than your penis. But
your load, yeah.
The pre-cum will also be affected.
Right, exactly. So there's kind of in turn...
That wasn't a question, though.
Like that.
That wasn't a question. So what's it like to rule the world?
It's amazing. Girls rule the world. They do. Vagina rules everything.
I feel they're the uncredited ruler of the world.
Yeah, agreed.
Definitely uncredited. But we're used to not getting credit for a lot of shit, right?
Yeah, it's okay too.
But it is true that like just by the power of having a vagina, you rule the world.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't awesome. Chris Rock did like a whole thing on that? Vagina could be a currency. Be like, do you accept vagina? He would be like, yes, actually we do.
It's amazing. Carp says, cut or uncut? Does it really matter?
Oh, Brooke.
Does it? Really?
I think it matters. I do.
You know
does
what
it?
I have. I think it does. But then when I think about if I have a son and I have to make that decision, I feel like
you wouldn't cut him.
I would want to, but then I'd feel bad about it.
Why?
Cutting off part of his penis.
Why he doesn't feel it?
He won't remember it.
Yeah. So I kind of. It just also. I have. a nephew that, and it was like, I don't want to say a botched job, but like there was a lot of issues and like infections. He was really sore, and it's just I've seen little boys go through a hard time with it.
Really?
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. And
really?
And I feel like it does. Not, I don't want to say it matters. And I feel bad for guys who aren't cut because it's like that wasn't really their decision. And that's such a touchy subject.
Who cares though? If you're cut or uncut, who cares? It's just like you have to spend a little bit more time cleaning it.
Right. If you're uncut.
Yeah.
But if that's you're cut, it's like I prefer cut.
I prefer cut as well.
I have no preference. I do not care if you're cut or uncut. I mean to do it the same.
No, I've been with both, and I'm not going to not be with someone because they're cut or uncut. But if I had to choose, cut.
Yeah. But also, like, I think I've only ever been with one guy that was uncut, and it wasn't very clean. So maybe it's kind of like left a bad taste in my mouth.
Oh. I'm not going to lie. You know when I mentioned natural cheese last time? It happened to be guys who weren't uncut. So yes, guys, if you're not uncut, it really, really doesn't matter if you're uncut. But clean it. Yeah. Just fucking clean it. Because if you clean it, then who cares? Really? It doesn't bother me at all.
No, me neither. It doesn't bother me. It's just if you ask for my ultimate preference, I'm going to say for cut.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for cut.
If I have a son, I kind of want to cut him. And I feel bad for saying that, but I do.
Do it, man.
Why do you feel bad for saying that?
You won't remember.
I know. Just fucking do it and they'll be done after and no one will talk about it ever again.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, I need Tom on the same page as me, but I'm pretty sure he is.
Exactly, because he's cut too. Right. So I'm sorry, Tom, that I know this about you.
How do you know this?
She said it before.
Yeah, and also like, I'm not very impressed with uncut, so, and I must have mentioned it at some point.
Okay.
If not, I'm mentioning it now.
There you go. Ba-bum-bum-bum. Sent us a link. 12 weird facts about boners. Ready?
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
Number one, types of erections. These are three qualifications about erections.
Oh my God, this picture is hilarious. So it looks like he has a giant penis.
Number one, reflexogenics, erections caused by physical contact, which makes sense, right? Number two, psychogenics, erection caused by fantasy,
by thought.
And three, nocturnal, erections that occur during sleep.
Okay, we all knew of all of this.
Right.
Cool. But it doesn't mean that we don't know all these things. It's just 12 facts.
Maybe there's somebody out there that
number two.
Know.
You had trouble saying 12 there.
No, it's weird.
12.
That was weird. I agree. Yeah. Number two, shapes of erections.
Shapes?
Yeah, there are three shapes of erection. This number one, the straight one.
A straight erection. Thanks, fucking Google. Thanks.
Number two, the Eiffel Tower, wider at the base of the shaft.
Does this happen?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Me neither.
And a baseball bat, widest at the head of the penis.
Again, when does this happen?
No.
You might have a condition.
There was a guy with that condition where his dick would like kind of bubble in the middle. He had, let's say, this big of a penis, which is a reasonable dick. Let's agree.
That's fairly large, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it would be like this, and then the middle, it would be like a huge, like baseball, bigger.
What? Bigger than
huge.
That?
It was huge. You can Google this. And he had to go into an operation where
She's Googling it.
They cut off like the extra part, like the extra excess of skin and fat tissue and whatever, so that he'd have like a normal huge dick.
What
was it called? What was this condition called?
Bubble I don't know, dick? But the kid was like a 17-year-old. Like 17-year-old football balloon dick.
That's crazy. That doesn't happen all the time, though. Did you find it?
Soft bubble-like bulge on the shaft of the penis. Could that be it?
Man, I don't know.
Go images.
I don't care enough. Visual person. Number three, blood for erections. To get hard, the penis needs...
I Google bubble penis and this is what it gives me. An actual bubble penis.
No, you have to... No,
penis.
You have to Google like football...
Football
form size. Penis. Football form penis.
Keep going while I'm looking at this. Mm-hmm. We don't got time to pause.
Sure. Number three, blood for erection. To get hard, a penis needs about 3.5... Oh, I'm sorry. That's totally wrong. About 4.5 ounces of blood. Did you know that?
That doesn't sound so much.
That like sounds so like much. A lot.
No.
Number four, average erection. The average erection is 5 to 6.5 inches long and 4 to 5 inches in circumference.
4 to 5? No,
like this?
That's exactly the guy.
Oh, that doesn't enter my vagina.
No, that's not going.
No, near. No, and that's why he got.
Oh my God! What the fuck's wrong with this one?
Oh, ew! the fuck? And why does that guy have a penis in his mouth?
This one has kale all over it.
Yeah, I don't know why this guy has a penis in his mouth.
Fucking Google.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Today is National Health Day.
Well, that's a lot less interesting than National Chip and
Dip. So we should be eating kale today.
No, I'm eating chips and dip when I
Okay, so yeah, guys, average erection is 5 to 6.5 inches long. Does that sound accurate?
I think it does.
Average? Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
I've slept with a guy that was 4 inches.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was small.
I think I've slept with a guy that was shorter than that. Like
4 inches?
My Asian guy, he would like fuck me with his hand inside.
Ew.
It was awful. Like his penis added with a hand. And I'd be like, this is awkward. And I faked the whole thing. And I was like, oh, let's just get real.
Okay. Number 5. Biggest erection. The longest erection on record belonged to Jonah Falcon at 13.5 inches
Jesus
long.
Christ.
Yikes, it says.
That's bigger than a fucking foot.
It's a longer
erection. One of my best friends slept with a guy that was 11 inches. And she said that she wanted to cry.
I could imagine. Yeah. 11 inches.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Jesus.
A lot. Okay, number 6. Donut erections. Studies have found that the smell of donuts increases the likelihood of an erection. So if you get hard in a baked good aisle, you aren't alone. Listeners, can you tell me, is that true?
Because that's really interesting. You guys randomly get hard-ons when you walk by donuts?
That is super cool.
That is cool.
I would...
We have a lot of Tim Hortons around here. Yeah.
I would walk to a donut aisle with you. I would.
How to pick up Charlie.
Yeah, I would. Number 7. Awake erections. Most men... Oh, I read this and I was freaking out. Most men have an average of 11 erections in a course of a day.
Oh my God!
I feel like asking a guy.
Last episode I said, I'm so happy that I'm not a guy. Yeah. This reinforces it. This I'm whole so question, happy that I'm not a guy.
My question, if you could start your life over as a male? No.
No, no.
We're not doing it.
Number 8, sleep erections. Most males get 3 to 5 erections during sleep.
Yeah, that I believe. And wake up with one.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but they do. That's why like you have like night sex.
That's no.
Wake up.
No. Come on, let me sleep. Number 9.
Right, thank you.
Number 9, fetus erections. During the last trimester, male fetuses.
That was actually drilling for boys.
During the last trimester,
Should I be reading these?
No. During the last trimester, male fetuses produce erections in the womb.
No, sorry.
So if you're having a male.
This better be a girl.
If you're having a male. He's having erections.
I'm not gonna know what you're doing.
As we speak, he's right like, now. No,
I'm
it's
the
last
trimester. It's a fucking jelly bean still.
He's having jelly bean erection.
I think he still has a tail and on his backside, not his.
So he's not tasting salty. He's tasting sweet.
Number 10, fractured erections. Oh, no. Erections can be fractured during rough and vigorous sex, and also during aggressive masturbation. I actually hurt some guy once. Yeah.
Did you?
I did. Yeah.
You punched
about that in a fraction of
during sex.
In erection de une fracture d'érection.
Yep.
Like you broke it?
Yeah, and apparently it takes a while to recover.
Yeah, it hurt. I didn't break it. I hurt.
It's an actual. It
was you?
Yeah, my body.
your body did that?
You like clenched so hard? Or
I
like...
guess I clenched. I clenched a little too hard.
Jesus. What is up with your body?
These pictures are hilarious. That come.
I know these ones. This one is the most interesting one, I think. Number 11, spider bite erection. Oh, the Brazilian wandering spider venom can cause a persistent and unusual painful erection.
I heard of that
spicer. That spider is also one of the most venomous?
Venomous?
I don't know. I don't think that's the word.
Venomous
in the world.
Venomous
in the world. So yeah, don't get bit by a spider, guys. Number 12, hanging erection. I hate these like number facts fucking things. Number hanging erection.
What number are we at?
12.
Okay, good.
Being hung can often cause a partial erection. This is known as angel lust.
Being hung? What?
Being hung.
I don't understand.
Angel lust? I don't understand.
Being hung?
Yeah. Like hung, like
hung.
Hung. I was thinking like hung.
No, hung.
Like I was like well hung?
No.
Oh, I see. Well, that's probably because you're blocking the blood from going to your head, so it has to go somewhere, right?
Yeah. No. It can cause a half erection.
That's probably why the whole like choking during sex thing's really popular.
Yeah, probably. Right? Yep, yep, yep. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yep.
Okay, do we have any more Twitter things?
No.
No, we're done?
Wait.
Oh my God.
That's we'll all of Twitter. We'll never
ask you guys to tweet us again.
No, yeah, that's all of Twitter. However, we have an email and we have a voicemail. So guys, yeah.
A voicemail?
Listeners, listen. As all wine aside, I have recently enabled the voicemail on my personal Skype account. So you can feel free to anonymously leave us voicemails on my Skype.
Hence a new fancy wire for us to hear things.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay.
Get it?
Let's get this going.
Okay. So podcaster_Charlie, i.e. Charlie, i.e.
Charlie with an IE or Charlie?
Or IE or no. IA?
IE. Charlie.
Oh, IE at the end of Charlie.
Yeah.
I know what you were thinking of, IA.
So podcaster_Charlie. You can find me on Skype and leave us a message if you want to ask us a question. In addition as Twitter or email or anything else. And the Mountie left us a message. You guys want to hear it?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Good evening, ladies and hermaphrodites.
What?
My name is Damounty, and I'm calling from my chalet in Ville des Vaches to talk to the show's tout vin dedans, because I got a question for you. The other day, I'm in a bar, and in comes the familiar sight. There's that ugly-looking 80-year-old Eastern European bag of saggy shit that comes in with a bunch of roses.
The roses? This
galopity goop of a person tries to go after the guy with the girl to sell him the rose. So he gives the rose to the girl. Question for you. Does this thing ever actually work on you? Meaning, can you go from, like, I don't know if I want to fuck that guy. To, you know what? I got this rose. Maybe I'd fuck that guy. Does that ever happen?
No.
Whore. Am I wasting my monies on that?
Whore.
Love the show. Suck it. Mountie out.
Okay. My first question is this guy fucking Quebecer? And we so didn't good. Know. Or is he pretending to be Quebecer?
He's Canadian.
No, so English is his first language.
But first of all,
so you know that person in Montreal. Everybody knows that person yes. in Montreal. Which like every time you're in a bar, no matter what bar you're in, there's always a girl around 2 or 3 o'clock right. in the morning that comes in and has a bunch of roses and wants the guy to buy her or the girl he's macking basically right. a rose.
Macking, I've heard that in a while.
Macking. Yeah.
We've always seen those girls.
Yeah, we always, bar. Always, yeah. always, always. In the States, obviously, this is not that popular. But in Montreal, there's always that woman that comes in and, you know, you can have the opportunity to buy a rose from her. So he's asking the Mountie, if a guy did turn around and buy a rose for you, would it work? Really, be honest.
No.
I don't think it would take me from the I'm not going to sleep with him to I'd sleep with him. But it definitely it gets like an aw moment, like any flower does.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a flower sucker.
See, I'm not a flower sucker at all. To me, it's like, buy me a fucking drink if you're going to spend money.
Oh, no, I like flowers.
I don't like flowers.
I don't think I would go from I'm going to sleep with him to I'm not going to sleep with him.
You mean the other way around?
Yeah, if he didn't buy me a rose. But if he did, I'd be like, I wouldn't sleep with him, but I'd be like, oh, that's funny that he would go to that level, because I know that it would be a joke.
Right. It's kind like, of obviously, cheesy, you're not, it's funny. Yeah,
it's cheesy, it's funny. I know he wouldn't be serious about it, but I'd be like, that's funny that you would stoop to that level to try to impress me.
You win brownie points.
No, yeah, you win some kind of brownie points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so that's that. Okay, next question.
Sloan, you say no.
To me, it's like, ugh, it's money thrown out the window. I don't like flowers.
But if it was wasted on alcohol, that's okay.
Yeah, exactly, right?
But at least it goes through my body.
Well, we have just two more questions. Yeah, I know. It's so much because it's never our fault.
This is a three-hour show.
Old school.
So I think you need to split this show in two and do like one per week.
I was saying
week.
That when you were in the bathroom. I was like, I think this is a two-part. We've been recording for 4 hours. I seriously got to be out of here in 5 minutes if I'm going to get you to the metro and get me to a grocery store.
Okay, Piper the DJ says, women in general use insecurities as a crutch. Meaning, not crutch. Meaning, modern society often dictates, quotes, What women... Oh, God. Can you read this?
Mm-hmm.
Can you read this?
Women in general use insecurity as a crutch, meaning modern society often dictates, quote, what makes a woman beautiful, unquote. What? In order for a woman to be in the beautiful category, you need to buy a particular perfume, wear a particular clothing line, or have particular measurements, quote unquote. Many women, being the insecure creatures they are, use this as a way to mind fuck their man. Using phrases like, move the cursor. using phrases like, I'm not pretty like, fill in the blank. Or, why are you with me when you could be with somebody more attractive? Or, you can't have any female friends that are more pretty than me. There are plenty of other phrases women use, but these are some I have heard in the recent months. Fact or fiction, women prove they are shallow with this foundation of insecurity.
Private and DJ.
I fucking hate it when girls use those lines. No?
But is it true?
That they use them?
Yeah.
Some do, I guess.
I don't.
I sometimes do. I'm not gonna. Yeah. I find actually that I use them a lot. Actually, when I was with your brother, for some reason, I felt
really.
I feel like I felt incredibly insecure, probably because of the fact that I had been eating a lot, and I felt like I was a little bit more overweight than usual.
But it wasn't the right season either.
Right. But season. I mean, I'm sure the concept, like the idea here, doesn't really count that. But I use that a lot where I was like, ugh, I wish I was thinner when I met you. You know what I mean? Like, and did it impact our relationship? Probably not. Maybe a little. It's hard to say. I don't know.
I think in general.
It's funny because, sorry, I'm like.
No, go ahead.
When I met Patricio. All that to say that on March 14th, when it was the event that his band was playing, I remember going to the place and being like, wow, I wish I was 20 pounds lighter right now. I wish I was my summer regular weight and I feel so fucking good.
And I wasn't.
And I met this guy and he really does not seem to care whatever weight I am.
Okay.
That's it.
That's what we just spent 10 minutes on.
Oh my God, I wanted to shoot myself in the face.
Piper to DJ. Hello, ladies.
Wait, hold on. I had an answer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think in general, women need to be told they're beautiful.
Yes.
So just tell them and they won't have to fucking pull lines like that.
I agree. Just be honest with them. God damn it. Be overly honest, I'm going to say, because sometimes we need a little bit more than most.
Even like, if you have to lie about it, lie about it. Just they need to be told. Tom's really good for that. Probably why women do it so.
You're eating your granola
bar. I'm so fucking hungry and tired. I'm like about to fall asleep.
Okay, last one. Hello, ladies. As I missed the last show, I will presume impression number 3 will be read before this one.
There was an impression number 3?
I think I just read it. Did I just read it?
Oh.
Yes, I did. I did. In answer to your question, if a woman approaches you in a bar, do you think that she wants to sleep with you? My answer, yes and no, depending on the situation. From one perspective, the bar scene is a social environment to meet new people and to make short-term associations and perhaps involve them in for long-term. During my bar scene, if every woman that talked to me in a bar wanted to sleep with me, I would have had a very boring bar scene. From this perspective, my answer is no. I'm turning my computer towards you so that you can read it a little bit because I'm like fucking drunk. From the other perspective, as an individual entertainment industry, there are many women who want to, quote, make it with the DJ, quote unquote. Therefore, this perspective answer is yes, Piper the DJ.
I don't know if I tuned out or I just don't understand what he was saying.
He's saying basically because that I say that just because I talk to you doesn't mean that I want to sleep with you. Okay. He says, I get it, kind of. If you're just, you know, talking to a person to talk to a person in a bar, that would be pretty boring. But a lot of women will talk to that guy just because he's the DJ, because of the fact that he's a DJ.
So are you that type of girl?
I'm not. I would just talk to the guy,
So you're just that girl who talks to guys who wants to get in your pants and you're like, I don't want to get in your pants, but I'll talk to you.
Because I'm just a social person.
Yeah.
So finally, hello, ladies. As I missed the last show, I presume that impression number 3 will be read before this one, which it did. But as true to form, I also present the female impression 4th edition. I love this guy.
Is Piper again?
Yeah. Whether women admit it or not, they want to be in control.
Yeah.
To this end, a woman will use any tool they can as a weapon against their men to gain control or remain in control. Example, sex. A woman will use sex as a reward system for their men. If any given situation, if a man behaves in an acceptable manner, they will get laid. If not, sex will be withheld.
I disagree.
Yeah, I don't want to agree, but there's been plenty of times back in my head I was like,
yeah, but what about the girl who wants to just fucking get laid?
No, but that's there's that too. And then we're not saying that it's only as a reward system, but it can be, it's often used as a reward system. This system, it's not right, but it happens.
This system can range anywhere from remembering a significant date to average household chore. Also can include the mentality, hey, asshole, you have a 1-10 chance to get me in the mood. Guess it right, otherwise you're on your own. Pipe it a DJ. So I don't think women are self-conscious about this fact, but I do think they use it that way.
Yeah, unfortunately. It's not right, but I think it's used often.
And I think that's my problem, why I'm considered as the prude and why I don't like having sex that much, is because guys just don't make me feel that special enough. Like, I'll give you sex all you want, as long as you make me feel special enough. If you don't,
right. Don't you ever have sex for just fucking selfish reasons, though?
No, because I've never had orgasms.
So what, like, what's in it for her?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I want to have sex to be close to you, not because I want to have an orgasm, because clearly, you know what I mean?
No, I want to have sex to have an orgasm.
Ever?
I pass. Can I pass this question?
Sure.
I really don't want to talk about this online.
But, okay. So let's move on.
Yeah.
Or move back.
Is there anything to move on to?
No, not. It's over. It's it's over. So that's episode 13, guys. Seriously?
I think it's 13 and 14.
I would like to apologize to Piper the DJ, though, because we probably kind of like ran through his questions and answers a little bit quick. We're just so tired. We've been recording for 4 hours. I'm fucking pregnant. I'm about to bite everyone's head off.
I'm kind of hungry.
Chips and dip. I'm starving. Let's get out of here. I gotta pee. I'm gonna get you to the metro before my fucking store closes so I can get food. It's 10:06. Get out of here. Can I take off my headphones?
Guys, we cannot. No, it's like the pregnant lady dictates our show, so.
Fuck.
This is episode 13. If you want to talk to us, please do on Twitter at All Wine Aside. Also, voicemail, please use it because I find it's hilarious.
It is funny. Yeah.
It is really funny.
So free to give us accents like that too.
podcaster_Charlie. And please don't ask me to be a friend because I won't add you as a friend. I'm not going to be mean, but I'm not going to ask you as a friend.
No new friends.
Just leave me a message and we'll play it on the show and ask us a question. And other than that, have a good week.
Stay sexy, Montreal.
Yeah, yeah. Bye.
So hungry.
That's it.